Hey, everybody, you know, I love the Church of Christ. I have nothing against the Church of Christ or even Christian churches. I work with a lot of Christian churches, even some that I don't agree with their doctrinally. But let me tell you something about Compass Church of Christ. I've always defended Compass Church, Christian Church. It is a Christ church, even though they just say Christian church. You know, I asked my mom today, we were on the phone, she got rather heated with me. She said, why are you always trying to down talk or put that church down? I said, I'm not putting the church down. I just have some questions. And I said, number one, why do they call the church Compass Christian Church without of Christ on the end of it? You know, and then my mom explained it to me, and what she said to me did make sense, and it was acceptable. Because there's a lot of Christian churches that still do the teachings of the Church of Christ. They just say Christian Church. But then there are other people that are also using that name and they're not doing it right, that call themselves Christian Church. Like there's a Quaker church that I used to work with some, even though I didn't agree with some of their doctrine or their belief. But you know, the church where Mike and EL are, I actually have been there and I've seen a number of the sermons on Facebook. And I have nothing to say bad about that church, because everything that they're doing is right and appears to be right on the Bible. And that's what all churches do. That's what I do when I get behind the pulpit or when I get on the radio and do a show to over 8 million people on XM. But I'm not here to downplay the church. There are people out there that are attacking that church, yes. But me, I'm not one of them. I've always went in there with questions at first, like the one I just said. And I had it answered. I don't have to go and ask Mike and Neil. I know the reason why they call it Compass Christian Church. Because Liberty Church, before it became Compass, was always a Christian church. And that gave me the answer. You know, the Holy Spirit said, that's the answer. They were always a Christian church. So when Paul Green, formerly Church of Christ, merged with Liberty Christian, they became Compass. That's why they dropped. They didn't really drop Christ, because they're still teaching Christ rules. Because if you look up, if I were to look up, let's see, we'll do it live on the air. There's a way to look up things here. I want to look up something here for you. Just to show you, there are differences, but they're not too much differences, because what they all are doing essentially is essentially the same thing, but their beliefs are a little bit different. Like I did this the other night. All right, let's just do this live on the air and we'll play it here for you. Hey Google.
PM.
Hey Google, what's the difference between the Church of Christ and Christian Church? Hey Google, what's the difference between Christian Church and the Church of Christ? Listen to what it says here, folks.
Christian church is a broad term that encompasses many different denominations of Christianity, such as Catholicism, Lutheranism, and Methodism. These denominations have a variety of beliefs and practices. The Church of Christ, on the other hand, is a specific Christian denomination that emerged from the Restoration Movement in the early 19th century. They emphasize following the Bible as the sole source of religious authority and believe in baptism by immersion for the forgiveness of sins. One key difference between Christian churches and the Church of Christ is their use of musical instruments in worship services. The Church of Christ typically does not allow instruments, while most other Christian churches do.
Okay, see, that's what I wanted to say. That's what I was trying to tell my mom. I'm not putting down a church. You grew up in a church where they always use the use of instruments, like organs and drums and guitars and flutes and all those things, right? My mom said, yes. I said, well, I've always grown up in a Church of Christ that did that too. And I was explaining to my mom that there are two kinds of Church of Christ. There's non-instrumental, which most of them are, because a lot of the truth is, when you go back, the doctrine only is about 170 years old. I told my mom 150, but I forgot to bring on a 27 more years to that, so it's really like 177 years old. But what it was, there was a split that didn't happen in the Bible, because in the Bible they had music in the Church of Christ too when it first began. But the reason why a lot of churches didn't have it is because simply they could not afford it. So that's what's happened here. And then when they could afford it, a lot of them just stayed that way because they believe that Church of Christ don't need music. And that's what they teach in their churches. And they don't believe that people should have wedding. I mean, people should not have cookouts at the church or any other activities either. That's what the Church of Christ, when they're instrumental, or a Christian Church of Christ, like Compass is, they do those things. And there's nothing wrong with that. When I say that, I'm not picking on them or putting them down or attacking them. Okay, because I love Compass. That's my church. It always will be. Because I was always close to Liberty when they were Liberty and Whole Green, because that's the church I came from. And when they merged, they were more like a Christian church anyway, with, even though they had Church of Christ on their name with Whole Green. Liberty was just Christian church. But they're more like a Christian church. But you see, while some people could attack the church, not me, but some people would take it around and say, well, that church is teaching things that are not, you know, they're not following the Bible, but actually they really do. You know, they teach a lot from the Bible. And when I hear them teaching, mostly that's all it comes from is the Bible. When I'm there in person, when I was there as a guest, when I went to go visit them a couple months ago, and also when I'm here, and even when I'm on, when I see them on Facebook, I transmit their stuff on XM. They teach the Bible, and they are a real true Church of Christ. I mean, they still do the Church of Christ stuff. They have communion every Sunday. A lot of Christian churches, they call themselves Christian churches, not like Compass, they don't have communion every Sunday. They might do it once, you know, every 6 months. And so you see, what happens is, there are Church of Christ churches that are Christian churches, because they're more like a Church of Christ church, because they do all the teaching and all the music and instruments, but they also teach right from the Bible as their only source. I've heard y'all say that. We use the Bible, and Mike say that. We use the Bible as our one and only true source for teaching and correction. And that's what the Church of Christ believes. They baptize everybody. They're doing everything like the Church of Christ. They have instruments, but there are Church of Christ that have instruments too. Like I was saying, when I went to church at Bowl Green, they had instruments. When I went to Fairmount Church of Christ before Bowl Green, they had instruments. And then, of course, I was with Paul Green a little bit before that. Then we moved with my mother. We went to Fairmount with the neighbors across the street. They always gave us a ride there. But my mom wasn't able to do it because she worked at night at the printing company. You know, God bless her soul, but she provided for us. But yet she had an abusive husband. That was David Kirkland, which he's no longer here. He's deceased. He died of alcohol poison, cirrhosis of the liver. Sadly to say, and about, I think around 2009 or 2008 when he passed away. And he died from that dreadful disease. But, you know, he was always told not to drink, but he kept doing it, you know. Well, I'm do that, because addictions do that. But I wanted to say, I'm not against the church. There are people that are attacking the church. You know, I can name, like, you know, Jack Book and other people that are attacking the church that are other Christian churches that are not like Compass. There are other denominations that call themselves Christian churches too. And so, you know, that's why I was concerned, because, you know, other people, when you say a certain word, the way people are now, you know, they believe everything they hear on the internet. You know, even though a lot of it, what you hear on the internet, is not true, but what I'm saying here is true about Compass, and nothing bad or put them down. I like Compass, you know. Jack Russell came there, he was a popular pastor who retired, and he had, you know, thousands of people that went to his church in Louisville, Kentucky, and he was at their church speaking, and everything he said there, I don't disagree with. Now, you know, he was a Christian church, like, a lot like, you know, like Compass's, you know, that's why they had him come there, but he was a pastor. See, we believe in ministers and evangelists in the Church of Christ. And Compass and Liberty believe in ministers and evangelists too. You know, that's what they say. You know, or preachers, they don't believe in pastors, okay? Now, there are other church denominations that are of the same, you know, that are in the same enclave or umbrella that call themselves Christian, but they don't believe the same way as the way Compass does or the way we do. Because, like, Christian nowadays, you know, which if you ask Mike or EL, they'll tell you Christian nowadays, when you say Christian church, that can mean a variety of things. The word Christian church is a real broad term. So that's why people are attacking the church, because they have, to them, they think they've fallen away from Christ because of that name, because it has a broad meaning now to it. It's not one meaning like the way we learned it and when we were growing up, going to church.
8:32 p.m.
Okay? But now it has more like a broad term to it. And that's what's happened to the, when you use the word Christian, it's not like the way we learned it when we went to Paul Green Church of Christ, or the way Liberty learned it, okay? Now, there's a wide, broad denomination. You got evangelical, you got Pentecostal that say they're Christian churches. You have Quakers that are Christian churches. They have different beliefs. They have different views. And when you say Christian church, you're kind of under all the same umbrella as that broad definition of what Christian means. Because it doesn't mean the same like it does at Compass Church as it does with all these other denominations, just like you heard this thing tell you. It's made up of all different denominations, okay? And that's important to take note of, okay? But, you know, we need to be aware, because, you know, a lot of times when people don't read, don't study, sometimes, you know, people don't, you know, things tend to lose their meaning or what they actually really mean. But, you know, when Jack Book is talking, he, you know, he has different beliefs, but he's not really attacking the church per se. He, you know, I listened to Jack Book, and I thought he was attacking the church at first. And when you listen to it, it sounds like he is, but really it's not. He's actually saying the truth about what's happened to the Church of Christ, how it's changed. Now Church of Christ now are Christian churches. They kind of drop off Church of Christ. But he's really speaking the truth. Now, he might not like the music because he's from the old school, because a lot of the old people like that don't like it. And I think it's a little loud too, but I don't have nothing against it, because a lot of churches are that way. Even Church of Christ that are instrumental are that way now. They have loud PA systems. You don't really need them, but they have them. They have bands. They have symphonies in there, just like the Baptist church. I mean, I've been to Baptist church. You know, they have symphonies and like mini orchestras. I mean, like they have the horns and everything. And I've been in some Church of Christ that are just like that too. So, you know, if they're instrumental in planting the gospel, you know, churches in the early days, they had instruments in them too. You know, a lot of people, we tend to forget about that because of this old 77 or 180-year-old doctrine where they split, because, you know, at the beginning, a lot of churches that were Church of Christ were non-instrumental, because the Bible, when you learn about denomination, when you learn about the history of the church, why was it denominational? Because it's a new doctrine. It, you know, it's very new. You know, 180-some years don't seem new, but that's when they split, because in the early churches, there were churches that didn't have them because they couldn't afford them. But then when churches could afford them, they just stayed that way, because they chose to stay that way because they just wanted to sing without instruments. So they made a denomination, and then there were a lot of churches that took a following 180-some years later that became non-instrumental, not non-denominational. That's a whole different ball of wax. But Church of Christ is non-instrumental. A lot of them, you'd say 75% of the Churches of Christ around the world don't have instruments in them, but the other 25 do. And it's because, you know, in the early Bible, when Jesus was around, Jesus talked about instruments, Paul talked about instruments being in the Church of Christ. They had instruments, they had people playing, percussion, horns, you know, they had stringed instruments. But see, this is a new doctrine that they came up with over 180 some years ago. And so that's why they changed, because they were going on how they didn't have instruments. The reason why they didn't, like I said, because they could not truly afford them. But when they could, and other bigger churches had them, Church of Christ did have them in the early days of the church too. But there were a lot that didn't. So a lot of them, and then a split happened because they saw a lot of churches not having them. And then they saw, you know, some churches having them because they were bigger and they could afford it because they had offer, because instruments were terribly expensive back then. And a lot of churches that were small that were Church of Christ couldn't afford them, so they just sung a cappella, which means without the accompaniment of music instruments or musical instruments. But there's nothing wrong with that. It's just the history of the true Church of Christ. That's the history and the truth of how the Church of Christ, why they didn't have why there were a lot that didn't have instruments and why there were some that did. And that's biblically recorded in Scripture, okay? And then they came up with a doctrine to split them, you know, later on, you know, 180-some years ago. And that's why we have 75% of the churches in North America that are non-instrumental, they're called themselves Church of Christ. And you have 25% of them that are instrumental, that have music in them, like the ones I grew up in and my mother grew up in. You know, they had music, you know, orchestras, pianos, you know, they had drums, they had guitars and flutes and orchestras and all those things. You know, because a lot, some of the churches couldn't afford them. Some of the churches couldn't afford them. Sorry about that. But you see, I'm on the air. I forget, you can't settle it down. I'm on the air, baby. But you see, that's why we have, but there's nothing wrong when I say, when I talk about compass, I'm not attacking them. I'm applauding them. I'm offending them. But the thing is, I'm not offending them. I don't mean offending them. Defending them is what I'm going to say. Not offending them, but defending them. The cat threw me off and got me all mixed up here for a second. Back on the right track now. But I've always spoke positive compass, and I will continue, and I promote them on the air. They're good. They're an excellent church. They always will be my church. I don't care what anybody says, but because they're a Christian church, it puts them in the name with all these other churches that are teaching different things. So you're going to have some people that are going to want to attack you. Not me, per se. But there are people that are ignorant of the Scriptures and don't know that Christian churches that are Church of Christ based, like Compass is, they do everything like the Church of Christ, but they incorporate musical instruments. And they believe in justice just like Paul Green did. I mean, it's like Paul Green and Liberty Christian Church, Compass Church is what they are now, were for Church of Christ, but they were Christian churches too. But like I said, there are Quakers, there are Pentecostals that use the Christian church name too, in their name. So you're going to have some opposition because they're going to think that, a lot of people think that if you're called Christian, you know, Christian people go there, but they have different denominations that use that same name too. And when you say Christian church without Church of Christ on that of it, then you're going to have, like I said in the beginning, you're going to have some attacks and opposition and people juggling to try to talk bad about the church. That's just what that guy said last Sunday. But he reassured people, like I say, there's nothing bad about Compass Church, Christian Church, and I even slip out and say, of Christ, because they really act and do everything like a Christian Church of Christ. They're just a modern Church of Christ, you know, like today, like most churches are. And there's nothing wrong with that because, you know, you got to reach people where they are. And Jesus said that you got to teach people and reach them where they are. And sometimes you have to do things like that in order to engage people to get them to come to church and to worship because that's what they want. They like that kind of music. And a lot of the music they sing is very spiritual and uplifting. I don't agree with what some people have made comments about that because I hear music there and it's very spiritual and very uplifting and has Christ music, Christ center. And I'm a musician myself. And it offends me when people say stuff about Compass Church in a negative way. And I've always been defending, not offending, Compass Church because they are a Church of Christ. Because they do everything like the Church of Christ. You know, an instrumental Church of Christ. Because, yeah, there's two kinds of Church of Christ. There's non-instrumental and there's instrumental Church of Christ. Well, all they did is just kind of drop Christ off. But they still teach it like it that way. Everything's taught like the Church of Christ, even though they just say Christian Church, because Christian Church is made up of Christ people, because Christ is in the name of church. Like my mom was telling me, even though I already have an education, got a degree in the Bible, but anyway, she talks to me like I'm stupid sometimes. But I don't think she was doing it to make me look stupid. I think she was reminding me, even though I already know this, I was just asking her questions. Why don't they just say Compass Christian Church of Christ? That would be a better name than just saying Compass Christian Church. I've always said that before they even came together. And, you know, because I knew they were going to have attacks from other churches of Christ and other people that aren't Church of Christ. And they are attacking them some and talking bad about them. But I'm not, because if you go there and you attend their church, you'll see they're not doing anything that's wrong. They're doing everything right from the Bible, and everything that EL and Mike both do always comes always truly from the Bible. They have communion every Sunday. Isn't that what the Church of Christ does? They baptize people when they want to be baptized. They don't do it at a certain time of year, like a lot of Christian churches do. See, that's why they need to have Church of Christ on the end of that Christian Church of Christ. Compass Church of Christ, or Compass Christian Church of Christ. That way there's no confusion. That way there's no backstabbing. That way there's no attacks like you're getting, because Christian church now has become a broad term. So Christian church can be Pentecostal, can be Mormon, because they all use the same, they all use Christ and they use Christian church in their name. But they're not the same like Compass, because they're teaching things from other books and things, like Compass does not do. They only teach from the Bible, just like I only teach from the Bible, okay? And that's what you're supposed to do, okay? But other people, when you say Christian church, that can be a wide variety of many different denominations that say Christian church. So that's why you may be getting some attacks, because the Church of Christ frowns on Christian churches, because it's now a broad term, and everybody knows this. If you're in college, that, you know, anyone who just says Compass Christian Church without of Christ on the end of it, you're going to be attacked, because you're like fitting in with all the other denominations that teach tongues and healings and raising of the dead and all this wild other stuff that isn't biblical, you know, and things that aren't, you know, scriptural. So that's why you're being attacked by some people. Me, I have not attacked you, because I've been to your church. I even air your church on the radio and on Facebook. You know, I re-air it on the radio. Of course, you air it on Facebook, but I air it on the XM radio to share it on there, get you more exposure. And if I thought you were a bad church, I wouldn't be doing it. I haven't talked bad about Compass Christian Church at all. I've always promoted the mess out of it, because I love the church, because that's always going to be my church. Because Paul Green is there and Liberty is there. And those churches, I was always, like I said, I've always had a true relationship with them. They've always been really good to me, and they're godly people that go there. And, you know, when I see things working there that EL's doing, and both Mike and EL are doing there at the church, that's phenomenal. But then when they have that pastor come in there, that's going to make people say some stuff, because he's not a Church of Christ minister. Okay? So you're doing some things there that is a little gray, because you're not doing things like you should have a big evangelist from the Church of Christ speak, not a pastor speak. See, yes, it was awesome. Yes, what he said was right. Yes, what he said was uplifting. Yes, what he said was scriptural. But because he's a pastor, pastors have no place in a Church of Christ or in a Christian church. If they're a true Christian church of Jesus Christ, there are no pastors in churches. There are ministers, there are teachers, and there are preachers, and there are evangelists. That's the only thing we call people. So really what you should have had, somebody come from a big Church of Christ, because there's some real big Church of Christ other than just Compass that you could have had come in as their guest speaker. It didn't have to be, you know, Ron Russell, even though he was good and what he said was tremendous. And yes, his sermon was awesome, like my Aunt Sharon said. But because you did that, people are going to say things and they're going to attack the church more, because it looks like it's like an evangelical Pentecostal kind of church. And when you do things like that, you are doing things like what those kinds of church, faith-based, or, you know, like purpose-driven life churches do. And that's a Pentecostal Baptist church, you know, because even Baptists use Christian church in their name. So, I mean, can you please maybe think about maybe adding Church of Christ on the end of the name, like, say, Compass Christian Church of Christ, because that would stop all these attacks, like I said originally when I spoke to Chad, when I spoke to the other people. I didn't speak to Liberty, but I spoke with the eldership there when they were talking about another name. I said, how about Compass? That's a good name for the church for Paul Graham and Liberty. They can come together, but make sure you call it Compass Christian Church of Christ. Don't leave Christ off of there, because the church would still be just as big and good, or maybe even better, with Christ on it, and you wouldn't be having some backlash from some people. But I tell you, the backlash and the talking down doesn't come from me. I'm just letting you know the dangers as a warning as a minister myself and a preacher and evangelist, that's why you're having some repercussions because of what you're doing. Because it looks like you're like all the other Christian-based denominations that are there that are teaching all this other stuff that really isn't biblical, and you're kind of in the same, kind of looking like you're in the same bowl as they are because you're using Christian church, when really you're a Church of Christ, and you should have Compass Christian Church of Christ on the end of that name. You know, you shouldn't just leave it at Christian church. Because, yeah, Christian people go to church, and many people go from many different faiths, like my mom pointed out, even though I'm not stupid. But, you know, when you say that, it sounds just like all these other denominations that call themselves Christian church, which is not what Compass is. But when you had Ron Russell come there, that's going to cause even more people to say something, because he's the pastor. We don't have pastors in the Church of Christ. And if you are doing all the things like a Church of Christ, but yet you're saying you're a Christian church, then you're not really a Christ church. So, you know, that's where the problem is. So you need to put Church of Christ on the end of Compass Christian Church. And that will solve these issues. The music is fine. The messages are always great. What he said was great, but he's a pastor. People, we don't have pastors in the Church of Christ. Okay? That's going to cause some backlash, but not from me. But I'm just telling you to be aware of this stuff, because it's true. What I'm saying is very true. I love Compass Church. I think they're doing a wonderful job. They have great messages there from both Mike and EL. And they have also great, you know, music, and they have good Bible school lessons there, too. And, you know, they're doing everything right in from the Bible. And, yeah, they have instruments, but Paul Green had instruments. Liberty had instruments. But, see, Liberty Christian Church of Christ, it wasn't called that. It just called it Christian Church. But they still did it like the Church of Christ. But, see, when you say Christian Church, like I said, you got to understand you're putting yourself in the bowl with Pentecostal, Evangelicals, Mormons, Latter-day Saints. You know, all of them use Christian Church. You know, Quakers. You know, when you're not a Quaker and they all have different beliefs than you, than Compass. So you're kind of being thrown in the same broad, because it's a broad term when you say Christian church nowadays, because of all these different denominations that use that name, because they're not really a Church of Christ like Compass is. So you need to add Christian Church of Christ on the end of that, because that's really what you are. You're instrumental, you know, gospel-based, Bible-based Church of Christ, just the modern Church of Christ. It's a Compass Christian Church of Christ. I need to have Christ added on the end of that, like I've always said. Because I knew these attacks would come, that's why I said it's a warning. But nobody wanted to listen to me because they wanted to make up a lot of excuses. You need to add Church of Christ on the end of that Christian church. Compass Christian Church of Christ. You need to add it on there, and that'll solve a lot of these problems. Okay? Because you're not like all the other denominations that you... Because when you say it that way, it's like you're a Baptist church, or you're an Evangelical, or a Pentecostal, or a Disciples Church of Christ, or you're following some other stuff, believing in tongues and all, and you're kind of in the same bowl that all these other ones are teaching things that are not scriptural. So that's why you're getting some of this attack. But none of these attacks come from me. I'm just trying to warn you. Like I've been trying to warn you before you all came together, by just saying Compass Church of Christian church, you need to go in there and add of Christ on the end of that, and that'll stop a lot of this. Alright, everybody, don't bring pastors to your church. Next time, get a real known Church of Christ figure that has a mega church, because there are some Church of Christ out there that are instrumental, like Compass is, as the Church of Christ. Really is how you all act and how you all really are. Why don't you just add Christ on there? Because you do everything like the Church of Christ. You know, everything. So stop. Don't drop Christ off your name. Because that's why these people were saying bad or negative things about it. And then when you brought that other pastor in, you know, that's going to cause you to have more negative things. Because it's like you're in the same bowl. Like I said, I'm saying no because it's so important. You need to understand this. Because that's why these things are happening. I don't have nothing bad or negative to say. I'm just trying to say this as a warning and caution. Because, yes, you're a huge mega church, and you're doing wonderful things there. But you need to add Church of Christ on the end of your name. That's why you're having a lot of this opposition. Why the Church of Christ don't think you're the same as the rest of them? Because you don't have Christ in your name. Okay? All right. I hope it helps out, because I do love you, and I'm not trying to false in prompts of trying to help you see what's really going on here, why people are downplaying the church. But I'm not downplaying. I'm just trying to send you a warning. Okay? That's really all I'm trying to do. I love you all very much. You all keep doing the outstanding work and great work that you're doing. And continue reaching as many people with the message of Christ and all the things that you do through your sermons, through your music, and through your lessons in Sunday school. And I would love to work there myself, working there. Is that there's nothing wrong with what you're doing, but you need to add Christ on your church. At the end of it, say, Compass Christian Church of Christ, because that's really what you all really are. Okay? All right. Take it or leave it, or the attacks probably will increase more and more by some of the things you're doing. That makes you look more like an evangelical church rather than a Christian, than a Church of Christ church. All right. That's why I'm letting you know. I'm not attacking you. I'm trying to warn you because I love you. And I know everybody there, a lot of the people that are there, I know. That they're all that are there. I know those people. I know Liberty, the people there at Liberty. I have nothing bad to say about any of the churches. I think what you did was good to come together. But I've always said, when I was talking to people at Paul Green, they didn't add Church of Christ on the end of that name. You say Compass Christian Church of Christ. That's why I still say that on purpose. Because you all are just like a Church of Christ. You do everything like the Church of Christ. You're instrumental. You have instruments. You baptize people. You take communion every Sunday. A lot of churches that are Christian churches don't do communion every Sunday. And they sure don't baptize everybody when they want to be baptized either. They only do it at certain times. And they don't, you know, and they speak in tongues and all that, and you're kind of in the same bowl. Please understand, I'm not attacking or putting you down. I just don't want you to have more retribution from other churches of Christ because of what you're doing, because some of the things you're doing don't look right. All right. I love you. Bye-bye.